Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you was when you were Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
How are you in the
name of our Lord Jesus?
I'm going to
request you greet of your brethren. And move on, wish them the good things coming from the one who was, who is, and the one going to be. And which come from the seven spirits of God. As Revelations 1 verse 4 tells us,
yes,
praise Jesus, man. We thank the Lord for the good time he has added us in his presence. Praise Jesus much. We move on, glorify the Father and his word of our Lord Jesus together with his Holy Spirit. For the armies of angels they have sent us to move on, serve us and to serve together with us to fulfilling the word of God. As the Psalms 103, verse 20.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya nedobozi.
And by name and voice,
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omune Musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No Musumba Bible.
And our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwena.
We love you all.
Mwalinya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mu bwereza obw'okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
We praise the ministry of the full knowledge of God.
Ate okwongera okwongera omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
And to add you again light of the word of God. And we welcome you to the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and his glory. Reaching you to life eternal. Because we remember in Hosea 4:6, God's people are destroyed for lacking knowledge.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Naye bwe tuleeta okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
But there we bring the full knowledge of God and his glory.
Tukutuusa ku bulamu butaggwaawo.
And to reach you to the eternal life.
Kubanga yasuubiza mu Yokaana essuuli y'17.
For he promised in the John chapter 17 and the verse 3.
Agamba nti buno bwe bulamu butaggwaawo.
And he says that this is the eternal life.
Okumanya gwe Katonda omu ow'amazima.
To know you the one true God.
Ne Kristo Yesu gwe yatuma.
And the Christ Jesus he sent.
So kyetuvudde tubeera omulembe ogwo.
So that's where we are, that generation, the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and his glory, to reach you to the life eternal. Praise Jesus much. It's a generation he promised in the Psalms 78
and
verses 6-8, that the children who will be born, those who will know God and who know the works of his hands, to witness them in the whole world. They will not be like their forefathers.
So it's
us, that generation, and you out there hearing us, to lead in God's worldwide promised call, and he has called, we work with him in his final work on this planet earth. And that work is the revival and the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, to be known the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be all generations, in preparing all nations for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. That is revival of all things.
It's
to be done as we restore the everlasting gospel of salvation. The gospel which was preached to all creations in heaven and earth.
Through
fighting the material gain gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which has caused many get destroyed in hell. Even the world to be in a ministry of many curses.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So in restoring gospel of salvation, the everlasting gospel, we bring back gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Praise Jesus much. So we want to move on with this, our eighth part of God's heavenly government on the earth, together with its central government, which is known as God's government, the governments of the earth. Praise Jesus much. So we thank the Lord that we've come seeing the eight departments which make up God's heavenly government on the earth, because we understood it that God's heavenly government on the earth, it was what he promised in the Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6 unto 8. Praise Jesus much. It was possible to see things done in heavens are done on the earth, to fulfill in Matthew chapter 6 verses 9 and 10, to see that they are fulfilled very well in the name of our Lord Jesus. Praise Jesus much. So we are still moving on with the eighth department of God's heavenly government on the earth, the department of the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. The department of the Holy Spirit in his fullness on the earth. We remember that yesterday we saw of it its responsibilities as responsible over the blood of Jesus, that speaking greater things, to cleanse the many who accept to repent, responsible of the water which came from his side and which passed through the word of God, to move on to cleanse the many. It's responsible of the power which appears in the word of God, because the kingdom of God is not mere words but power in the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus much. Yes. As responsible of authority, which give us what we need in this life, in the serving of God, and to move on to understand him. So the earth in its fullness, all the provisions within them, we saw that department of the Holy Spirit is needed. And that's why this department which has been working in the invisible world, not been revealed to us, but it is there.
Yes,
praise Jesus
mind.
Now we understood that for that much responsibility on the world, he decided to make in himself seven divisions.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The Holy Spirit, he made himself seven divisions, as those we know as the seven spirits or the seven eyes of God, those sent in the whole earth.
We
are able to hear of all those the day of yesterday.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We understood the fullness of Holy Spirit when we read in the Acts chapter 2 verses 3 and 4, and we saw fullness of Holy Spirit appear in the tongues of fire, but we were told he cannot appear within liters, whether 100 or 1,000, that we can understand his full. But to understand fullness of Holy Spirit, we went in Revelation chapter 4 in the verse 5, and they moved on to show us the seven lamps of fire, and explained they are the seven spirits of God. And we understood the fullness of the Holy Spirit, who appears in the tongues of fire, and they appear seven spirits of God. Praise Jesus much. And we move to understand that is the Spirit sent in the all earth, and they are the seven eyes of God, because we read in Revelation 5 verses 5 unto 6. Praise Jesus much. emerge. We saw that these seven spirits, they are the seven eyes of God. They're both sent in the whole earth to do the same work in the department of the Holy Spirit on the earth. We're able to discover their names of these seven spirits.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we thank the Lord that
we're
able to discover the names of the seven spirits, the seven eyes of God, those sent in the whole earth,
division
the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit. When we read in the Isaiah chapter 11, in the verse 2, and we saw the first division of the Holy Spirit, of the spirit of wisdom. Second division of the Holy Spirit, of the spirit of understanding. We saw the third division of the Holy Spirit, known as the one of the spirit of counsel of God. And we saw the fourth division of the Holy Spirit, which is known as of the spirit of might. We saw the fifth division of the Holy Spirit, as of the spirit of knowledge of God.
And
we saw the sixth division of the Holy Spirit, known as of the spirit of fear of God.
Then it will get a division.
And we move to the seventh division of the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we are able to understand all those. Today we want to get explained the responsibilities found in every division.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to get explained the responsibilities found in every vision among the seven of the Holy Spirit. And we see the angels who lead that work, even the priests, the angels in the seven groups, and the seven priests who lead in both works here on this earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we want to move on. According to Revelation chapter 4 and the verse 5,
we
understood the fullness of the Holy Spirit who appears in the tongues of fire. They are made by seven tongues of fire. Let's read we hear. Revelation chapter 4 and the verse 5. Revelations 4 verse 5.
Ne kuntebe nga kuvako kumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. N'ettabaazi omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyeyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
the Holy Spirit in His fullness, who appears in Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, in the tongues of fire. Revelations 4 verse 5 that we've read, it shows His fullness appear in the seven tongues of fire. It's to explain there are the seven spirits of God,
those
sent in the whole earth. And we understood that these seven spirits of God, still they are the seven eyes of God, those sent in the whole earth. According to those in Revelation 5 and the verse 6, and it says like this. Revelation chapter 5 in the verse 6.
Nendaba wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina ne wakati w'abakadde omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, And in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, although it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth in all the earth. Praise Jesus much.
So
these seven spirits, and they are the seven eyes of God. They make the fullness of the Holy Spirit to be sent in the whole earth. Mostly when it's preached on to God, his worldwide promised call. And God has called on nations work with him in his final work on this planet earth. In that final work, it's the revival and restoration of the greatest and the last of all things in the heavens and earth to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be all generations, to prepare all nations for the coming back of Jesus and the end of the earth. And that revival is be done through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel preached to all creations in heaven and earth.
An
intention of stopping the material gain gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which has caused many to be destroyed in hell, and they have to be in the midst of many curses, where there is a curse of Sodom and Gomorrah, and women having women which women marry fellow women, even men having sex with each other, where there are other curses like COVID-19 with many others. But if we restore this gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven,
and
to sing the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God, the seven eyes of God, the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit, they are to be sent all over the earth, to move right here from the nation Uganda in year 2022 that we head into,
it's
remaining 3 months right from now. So we had to proclaim, even prepare the government which has to govern that world. And as we still explain to this 8th department of God, is heavenly government, the department of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. And as we move to and understand that the fullness of the Holy Spirit, who appear in the tongues of fire, he makes the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God sent in the all earth. And he was able to show us these divisions, how they appear. Praise Jesus
much.
So the Holy Spirit showed us these divisions, those within him, seven divisions, the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, passing through the sign of the lampstand, according to the book of Exodus, chapter 25, from verse 31 to 32, even verse 37. And he says like this. Exodus chapter 25 from verse 41.
Era olikola ekikondo ne zaabu ennungi. Ekikondo kiriweesebwa entobo yaakyo n'omukonda gwakyo, ebikompe byakyo n'emitwe gyakyo n'ebimuli byakyo biribeera bya zaabu emu nakyo.
And you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. Of hammered work shall the lampstand be made, its shafts and its branches, its bowls and its knobs, and its flowers shall be of the same one piece. Praise Jesus much. In this Exodus chapter 25, verse 31, be sure that you draw one lamp stand in the middle and you attach on it at things commanded to be there. As you draw a line within the middle of the lampstand. Yes. Now when you are in your book, you draw the first lampstand in the middle of your book
and
give it two bases under there on it. Now verse 2, the 32nd verse, it shows you the branches. Three branches on the right side, even the left side. Now this middle lamp, what shows you the main division of the Holy Spirit himself, the Spirit of the Lord, the seventh division. The three branches from the right and the left side, they are the six branches. Finish the total of seven divisions of the Holy Spirit. Let's move on and read that verse. Exodus chapter 25, verse
32.
And six branches shall come out of the sides of it. Three branches of the lampstand out of one side, and three branches of the lampstand out of the other side.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we first showed you, that the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the all
hours,
in the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit, he put there a sign which explains us that of the lampstand. As we've read in the book of Exodus 25 from verse 31, they first showed us the middle lamp of the main one in the middle, and it has two bases below it. Now in Exodus 25, verse 32,
and
showed us three branches on the right hand and the three branches on the left hand. Those are the other six divisions. Join on the first main one to total to seven. But that always is what they tell us, that they are the seven spirits which appear in the sign of the seven lampstands. According to Exodus 25, Exodus 25 verse 37, and he says like this, Exodus chapter 25 verse 37,
omusanvu era nti era olikola ebyetabaza byakyo omusanvu era banakolezanga ebyetabaza byakyo okwakira mu maaso gaakyo.
And you shall make it seven lamps, and they shall light its lamps, that they may give light in front of it. Yes. You light on it seven lamps of fire. But that's the sign which was explaining the seven spirits of God and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the all
house.
Because that is what we read in Revelation 4 verse 5. Let repeat it that you hear. Revelations 4 and verse 5. And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Yes.
So
the Holy Spirit in His fullness, He makes seven divisions. Those be called the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the all earth, according to the sign of the lampstand.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
when we are naming the name of the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the all earth, seven divisions of the Holy Spirit, we name starting from the middle according to Isaiah 11 and the verse
2.
We first get that in the middle for when we read the verse says, that the Spirit of the Lord will be upon him. We first name the middle lampstand.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then,
then when we finish, we go on the right hand.
And
we begin to name Spirit of Wisdom.
And
we name Spirit of Understanding.
And
we name Spirit of Understanding.
And
we name the Spirit of Counsel on the right hand. And we finish it. Then we go on the left hand.
And
begin, we go on the right, left. And when we name it,
according
to the three lampstands on the left hand, we start from the left hand when we are naming. And we say the Spirit of Might.
And
we see Spirit of Knowledge.
And
we go see the Spirit of Fear of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
Let's read in the Isaiah we see. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye. Omwoyo gwa magezi n'okutegeera. Omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi. Omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of fear of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So that
is how we name according to Isaiah chapter 11, this verse 2. When we name the Spirit according to the sign of the lampstand, we begin from the middle. As we say, the Spirit of the Lord will be upon him. And we name Spirit of the Lord in the middle.
Lampstand ya wakati.
In the middle lampstand.
Now
when we begin on the right hand, we go on the Spirit of Wisdom, we go on the Understanding, we go the one of Counsel, and we come on the left hand. And we see three lampstands there. And when we are naming, we name right from the left all the three lampstands. We name the Spirit of Might, the Spirit of Knowledge, and the fear of God. And we finish the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits, and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the all out
department.
In the eighth department,
ya government ya Katonda yomuguru
of kuhusu. God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Christ.
So we want to see the responsibilities of every division.
All
the seven spirits, the seven eyes of God sent to the whole earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we have to see the group of angels responsible of that division. Even the group of priests responsible of that division.
For
the priests are one who represent each one of
these,
those who can be seen, who are visible. But behind them there are angels and the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because they are there according to the 16th department. We saw that priests are responsible to manifest God and His fullness on the earth. And if they are responsible, even the 7th department of the holy angels on the earth, even there are seven divisions within them, and still the same division priests.
Division, department yomunana.
They are responsible of the eighth department of the Holy Spirit in His fullness on the earth.
Ne division izamu omusanvu zetulabye.
Even the seven divisions within them that we have seen.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. Right now we are moving on to see the responsibilities of every division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits and the seven eyes of God sent in the all earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we have begun with the first division of the Spirit, or the eye of the wisdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
began with the first division of the Spirit, or the eye of the wisdom of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And in here we are to see like six major points in the responsibility of the division of Spirit of wisdom of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus
point
much.
Soka,
the first point,
division
this division is responsible to reveal the only pure wisdom that in the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, in the Holy Book of God, which is known as the Holy Book, the Bible, to prove they do not subtract from it, they don't add in it, and they don't twist the meaning. I don't know if you've understood me well.
The point is soka.
The first point
division is soka.
In the responsibility of the first division of the Spirit, or the eye of the wisdom of God on the earth, they are responsible to reveal the only pure wisdom in the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, those in the Holy Book of God, which is known as the Holy Bible, to prove they do not subtract from it, they don't add in it, and they do not twist the meaning of the Holy Scriptures, because they alone are the rightful pure wisdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why he began telling us that if we reject the Word of God, we do not have wisdom. Though we write how many books in the world, there is no rightful pure wisdom we can speak of on this world. According to Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 8 and 9, and he says like this.
Jeremiah chapter 8 and the verse 8.
Jeremiah chapter 8 and the verse 8.
Mwogera mutani tulina amagezi n'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe. Naye laba ekalamu ey'obulimba eyabawandiisi ewandiisa ebitali bya mazima.
How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, suddenly he is made it falsely. The pen of the scribes made it a lie. Verse 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi, bakengentererwa, bawambiddwa. Laba, baganye ekigambo kya Mukama, era magezi ki agali mu bo.
The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
according to Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 8 and 9,
division soka, this
first division of the Spirit of wisdom of God on the earth
is
responsible proof all nations of the world that there is no rightful wisdom,
true wisdom, pure wisdom,
true pure wisdom, except it's in the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, in the Holy Book of God, the Holy Bible.
And
to prove that no adding in them, no subtracting from them, and there's no twisting meaning,
Because
all the scribes which write books on this
earth,
if they write and they have not leaned to connecting the word of God, there is the wisdom they can tell us. Because they write on this earth and things within it, those they were not able to write, to create. But the Creator wrote about them in the scriptures of truth. And He wrote all their truth. Everything they write, not basing on wisdom in the word of God. And when they have written lies. Now, like the church, in the eighth department of God's heavenly government on the earth. Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits and the seven eyes of God sent in the whole earth.
Division
will make seven divisions of the Holy Spirit.
Division
first division of the Spirit of Wisdom of God on the earth. It's a responsibility of proving all nations that there is no true wisdom. There is no true wisdom except that in the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, in the Holy Book of God, we
will
not accept and subtract, neither add
in
it, nor even to twist meaning of those Scriptures. For it's the only wisdom which came from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to James chapter 3, in the first 16, in the 17, all the other wisdom which never came from heaven, it's of this earth, and it's counted to be of Satan, demonic. Until they've gotten wisdom from heaven, the word of God, the Holy Scriptures. Let's read we here.
Yakobo esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omukaaga.
James chapter 3 and the verse 16.
Kubanga waba obujja n'okuyomba, we waba okutabuka na buli kikolwa ekibi.
For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Verse
17. James chapter 3,
verses 15. This wisdom descendeth not from heaven. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic. Verse
16.
For where there is envy and strife, is there is confusion and every evil work. Verse
17. Agajudde okusasira n'ebibala ebirungi agatalina kwawula agatalina bunnanfuusi.
But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. According to Jeremiah 8, verses 8 to 9, the only wisdom in the word of God, when you connect with James chapter 3, verse 15 to 17, that all the wisdom of the scribes under this earth, writing not basing on the word of God, they write earthly wisdom and it's demonic. Only wisdom which came from heaven, the word of God, the Holy Scriptures,
it's
pure and peaceable to bring the good fruits on the earth. And as we preach the way you hear today, you feel the peace coming.
You
feel the fruits of righteousness.
It begins
to bear in the children of men.
For
it's the only wisdom which came from heaven.
That
in the word of God, the Holy Scriptures. That's why it was only said once.
The
prophets never spoke what they wanted. But they spoke what had come from God. As they were led by the Holy Spirit. According to 2 Peter. Second Peter, chapter 1, verses 19 up to 21. He says like this.
Second
Peter, chapter 1, verses 19.
Mukola bulungi okukira becho ngetabaze yakira mu kifo ekizikiza. Okutuusa obudde bwe bulikya emmunyeenye ekeesa obudde n'eyaka mu mitima gyammwe.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy, to which you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Yes. That what's more sure, where all nations we can hold unto, where we are in the wisdom that is the word of God. The first division of the Spirit of the Lord. Division of Spirit of Wisdom. That it is placed in the word of God. Right there we saw established strengthened. Brought in the light which lightens in the darkness of the lies of Satan.
For
we remember Psalms 119, verse 105. The word of God is a lamp. The light which lightens our path. This journey of life. When we move on, that this word of God, the Holy Scriptures, the only pure wisdom, that which came from heaven. Let's read the next verse.
2
Peter chapter 1 verse 20.
Nga mumaze okutegeera kino nti tewali nti buli kigambo eky'obunnabbi ekyawandiikibwa tekinnyonnyolwa mu magezi ag'obuntu.
Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of one's own interpretation.
Olunyolwa birimu olumu.
Verse 21.
Kubanga siwali kigambo ky'abannabbi ekyali kireeteddwa mu kwagala kw'abantu. Naye abantu baayogeranga ebyava eri Katonda nga bakulembeddwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
For prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That the proof that the wisdom in the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, it's the only pure wisdom.
It's
not explained and interpreted by children of men.
According to
those who heard in the 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 20,
it's
not brought in the human wisdom. Verse 21 tells the reason that prophets never spoke what they wanted, but they spoke what came from God in heaven as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Right there is where cometh the word that there is no subtracting from them, no adding in them.
There
is no twisting meaning of the words. Maybe if you want to get destroyed, now this division of the spirit of wisdom of God on the earth is what is responsible for all that greatness we speak of.
Prove
that the only wisdom in the word of God, and it's the one true, and you don't subtract from it, do not add in it, and you don't twist its meaning.
For
them who do that, do it for their own destruction.
Hell,
and the lake of fire. Let's put in Revelations we see. Revelations 22, verse 18
unto
19. And he says like this. Revelations chapter 22, verses 18.
Ntegeeza buli muntu awulira ebigambo eby'obunnabbi obw'ekitabo kino. Njomuntu yenabu ayongera ngako kubio, Katonda aliongera koku ye ebibonyo obonyo, ebiwandikiddwa mu kitabo kino.
For I testify unto every man that hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. Yes.
Nti ayongerako.
That the one who adds.
Katonda jamuongerako.
God add unto him the curses and the plagues written in this book, the Bible. But as I've come giving you an example, many plagues are written in this Bible. But you can begin from those within Deuteronomy 28, from verses 14 to reaching 60, and you go written only curses, those which will be upon you. When you have added in the word of the Lord and you have gotten the holy wisdom of God and you begin to add in it, and the one who subtracts from it, he has no portion on the eternal life, even in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, according to Revelation 22, verses 19. Revelation chapter 22 verses 19.
Katonda alijjako omugabo gwe ku muti ogw'obulamu ne mu kibuga ekitukuvu ebiwandiikiddwa mu kitabo kino.
And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Yes.
Bogeza no yongeramu.
If you dare add in them,
oyo kugamba bakujja mu kitabo ekyobulamu.
They take you from the book of life.
Mu kibuga kya Katonda omulamu togenda.
In the city of the living God, you don't go there.
Nebirungi byonna ebiwandikiddwa mu Bible tolozaako
wadde. All things written in the Bible, you do not test any of them.
Oddira amagezi ga Katonda amatuufu.
Get the only true wisdom of God.
Nogenda mumaso nokugaza nyiramu.
And you move on to play within them.
Kati division yeyo.
Now that division.
Esoka eyo moyo wa magezi ga Katonda kunsi.
The first of the spirit of wisdom of God on the earth.
Ne ba malaika ne bakabona abagendo jivunanyizibwa.
Even angels and the priests could be responsible of it.
Bali okakasanga teri kutolamu kuongeramu.
Are there to prove there's no subtracting, adding.
Ne wankubadde okunyola amakuru.
Neither to twist the meaning. Of the wisdom of God that in his word, the holy scriptures. For them who do that have to get destroyed in hell and the lake of fire, according to 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 15 to 16, and he says like this.
2
Peter chapter 3 from verse 15.
Era mulowoozenga ng'okugumiikiriza kwa Mukama waffe bwe bulokozi. Era nga muganda waffe omwagalwa Pawulo mu magezi ge yaweebwa bwe yabawandiikira.
And the account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Verse 16.
Era nga mu bbaluwa ze zonna ng'ayogera ku ebyo muzo omuli ebimu ebizibu okutegeera abatamanyi n'abatali banywevu bye banyola era nga n'ebyawandiikibwa ebirala olw'okuzikirira kwabwe bo.
As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of things of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable twist, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Yes. Those unstable and unlearned,
who
have never started the teaching of the word of God as today, they twist them as they twist other scriptures for their own destruction. You know those who twisted scriptures, they never knew that there is an entire division of the spirit of wisdom of God on the earth that responsible on the wisdom in the word of God, the holy scriptures,
and
it to is holy and pure, which can give people the eternal life and be saved destruction of hell and the lake of fire. But on this time, as it is God's
way,
toward the God, his heavenly government of the earth, even its central government. And we still winding up these seven departments which make up God's heavenly government on the earth. We still move on with the eighth department, the Holy Spirit in his fullness, the seven spirits of God, and the seven eyes of God sent in the all earth. We say, we still explain to you the responsibility of the first division, division of the spirit of wisdom of God on the earth.
And
we said we have to get explained 6 points within it. So far we have finished the first. Yes. The first point we've told you, it is responsible to revealing the only pure wisdom that in the word of God, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God, that known as the holy Bible, not to accept, to subtract, not to add in it, neither to twist in them. The second point, they are responsible to revealing the voice of God the Father, the word whom we know as the Son,
yes,
Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit, together with voices of all creations and in the heavens and the earth, passing through the Holy Scriptures.
Point,
the second point,
division,
division of spirit of wisdom on the earth that it's responsible of, to revealing the voice of God the Father,
the
word whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, together with the voice of all creations in the heavens and the earth, basing in the Holy Scriptures. You know, in Proverbs chapter
8,
from verse 1, wisdom has to speak. It has to bring out its voice. Let's read, we hear. Proverbs chapter 8, from verse 1.
Amagezi tegogerera waguru. Nokutegera tekuleta dobozi lyako.
Does not wisdom cry? And understanding put forth her voice.
Hey.
Yes.
Omanyi amagezi.
You know wisdom.
Gava mukuogere dobozi lyako libanga likabanga lirekana
nyo. Comes from speaking, and his voice appears like crying and it's making noise.
Yani wankubadenga nokutegera kuleta dobozi.
Even though understanding brings the voice.
Nayi division yomoyo wa magezi.
But division of spirit of wisdom on the earth, that responsible of all voices from that of God the Father, of God the Word, whom we know as the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that of God the Spirit, whom we know as the Spirit of the Lord, even voices of all creations in heaven and earth, but they are spread according to the Holy Scriptures to understand who is speaking. Because in John chapter 10, verses 2 to 5, all creations in heaven and earth must be able to understand the voice of God. If an enemy intervenes, for example, Satan, and his demons, the fallen angels, they can straight in understand him. Because they hear the wisdom they speak by, and it's not of the word of God. The wisdom spoken by is not of the scriptures. And they said, that is not God. That one has not been sent by God. Because the one of God has to speak the words of God. You must finish there, we see. John chapter 10, from verse 2.
Naye ayita mu mulyango ye musumba w'endiga.
But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep.
Olinyolokusatu.
Verse 3.
Oyo omugazi amugulirawo n'endiga zimuwulira eddoboozi. Aziyita endiga za mannya azifulumya ebweru.
To him the gatekeeper opens, and the sheep hears his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out.
Olinyolokuna.
Verse 4.
Bwamala okufulumya ezize zonna azikulembera n'endiga zimugoberera kubanga zimumanya eddoboozi.
And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
Olinyolokutano.
Verse 5.
Omulala tezimugoberera naye zimudduka buddusi kubanga tezimanya eddoboozi ly'abalala.
And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Yes.
Division ya moyo wa magezi.
Division of spirit of wisdom. On this earth.
Point ya kwige bavunanyizibwako.
The second point they are responsible of.
Okubikule dobozi lya Katonda Chitafe.
To reveal voice of God the Father.
Katonda chigambo gotumanyingo omwana Yesu Kristo.
God the word whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ.
Katonda omoyo.
God the Spirit.
Mutumanyingo omoyo omutukufu.
Whom we know as the Holy Spirit.
Omuna amarubuzi go butonde munamugune ku.
Even voice of the all creations in heaven and earth.
Tuvura kugami yokani sura ya 10.
So I have told you in John chapter 10.
Olunyiri oloku bipaka oloku
ta. From verse 2 to 5.
Ndi omusumba wendi gazazi muulire ddoboozi.
The shepherd of the sheep they hear his voice.
Erazita amanya
limu. And he calls them by name.
Nezimuulira nezimugoberera.
And they hear him follow him.
Omulabe
the stranger
tezimulira kubate zitegera dobozi
they don't hear, for they don't hear his voice.
Omanyi kino kisimbye moyo wa magezi.
No, this is based on the spirit of wisdom.
Wanga gigo kagali mchigambo cha Katonda.
It alone is in the word of God.
Yani kuibitukufu.
The holy scriptures.
Ndi yenna omulala bwayogera.
That all another if he speaks.
Eliyo butonde singa tubatumaze obutegeeza ebyawandikibwa bya mazima.
Creations if you've told them scriptures of truth.
Buulira nebuga.
They hear and they
oyo.
They said that one.
Oyo Satan.
That is Satan.
Ejo mizimuje.
Those are his demons.
Awo bakaba Satan.
Those are ambassadors of Satan.
Bajja batyanga tebogeera mu magezi amatufu ebyawandikwa ebitukufu.
How can they appear not speak in pure wisdom the holy scriptures?
Oyo sikatonda amenya ati ebyawandikibwa bye.
That is not God. How can he break his scriptures?
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So babuvunanyizwa bwanja wulo nyo.
So it's a special responsibility.
Eliyo butonde bonna.
Unto all creations.
Kubanga singa tumatumaze okubikula amagezi agali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
If we've already revealed wisdom in the word of God.
Yandi kwebituku.
The holy scriptures.
Okwawula amalobozi kyangu.
To separating their voices.
Abantu nga basobolutegera ndiyo Katonda yayogera.
People can understand that that is God speaking.
Oyo.
That one.
Dala mubaka wa Katonda.
Indeed is an ambassador of God.
Kubanga era awulirwanga ayogera ebya Katonda.
But still his heart speaking the words of God.
Kubanga Katonda gwe yatuma.
For the one God sent.
Ayogera bigambo bya Katonda.
Speaks the words of God.
Era bwa muwo moyo yo mutampimira.
When he gives you the same spirit never measures it for him.
Sinzira ku Yokana 3.
According to John 3.
Nirwasa tumwenye.
Verse 34.
Agamba bwati.
He says like this.
Yokana suri yokusatu no lunyiriri olwasa tumwenye.
John chapter 3 verses 34.
Kubanga Katonda gwe yatuma ayogera bigambo bya Katonda. Kubanga bwagaba omoyo tamugerera.
For he whom God has sent speaketh the words of God, for God gives not the spirit by measure unto them. Yes.
Ntinibwa butonde bulalanga bogere dobozi
yabo. Even if it's other creations speak their voice.
Baso bulo kumanya obuli kulwa katola no obutali.
They can know those which are on God's side and those not.
Obutumiddwa katona no obutatumiddwa.
Those sent by God and those not sent by God.
Kubanga obutumiddwa era obwa Katonda.
For both sent by God and those of God.
Bogera magezi ga Katonda ebyandi ku ebituku.
They speak in the wisdom of God the holy scriptures.
Nga bali mu division eyo moyo wa magezi ga Katonda.
They are in division of spirit of wisdom of God.
Division yesoka kwezo division omusamu.
First division among the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. The seven spirits.
And
seven eyes of God sent in the all earth. To prove that thing goes far. Even though we've already understood the voice of God the Father.
Katonda chigambo gotumanyinga omwana Yesu Kristo.
God the word whom we know as the Son the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ne Katonda omoyo.
Even God the Spirit.
Manyikidwa ngo moyo mutukufu.
Known as the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga twatu inotegere njogera yabwe.
Because we have to understand their speech.
Kusinira kwebi ebiri mu Yokana suli omunana.
According to those in John chapter 8.
Ngagamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Yokane sule yomunana noru nyiriri oruana mwebili.
John chapter 8 and the verse 42.
Yesu nabagamba anti singa katonda yechitamwe mwandi njaga denze kubanga naveri katonda nenjija sasajja kurwange nzeka na yoyo yeyantuma.
Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Verse
43. Kubanga temuyinza kuulya kigambo kyange.
Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Yes. What hinders people separate the speech of God? Because the word of God, his only wisdom, is not in you. That's why he told you, if you reject his word, what wisdom is within you, which cannot even give you understand his speech.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes,
it's possible to understand voices of all creations. But still we need to understand his speech on behalf of who? And therefore who? You know, in Joshua he moved to us. You are for whose side? Joshua saw the angel of the Lord seen before them. He asked him, you are on whose side? If he did speak one code, I commander of the army of God.
For
the Lord is known as the Lord God of hosts. He would have chased him from himself. Read me Joshua, we see. Joshua chapter 5 and the verse 14.
Awo Yesu bwe yalinga asemberedde e Yeriko nayimusa amasoge natunula era laba nga wayimiridde omuntu okumwolekera eyalina ekitalo ekisobole mu mukono gwe. Yesu namusemberera namugamba nti oli ku lwaffe oba oli ku lw'abalabe baffe.
And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, are you for us or for our adversaries? Verse 14.
Nayogera anti nedda. Nayo mukuru wejje lya mukama ntuse kaakano. Yesu anafukamirira mu maaso ge. Nasinza. Namugamba anti mukama wange agamba ati omuddu we.
And he said, nay, but as captain of the army of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? Yes. You are for who? For our side or for our adversaries? For our God or for the demons? Told him, I, commander of the army of God, I have arrived. Because God is known in the scriptures, the Lord of hosts. If he spoke there another code,
and
it's not connected to scriptures, the only pure wisdom, that in the word of God, separation had begun from there. But in the world are many voices. Yet all both, yes, us in the wisdom of God. The Holy Scriptures, we can differentiate them. As
it
stood, division of spirit of wisdom of God in the earth.
Division is
the first division.
Division
on the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10 speaks this on the voices within the world, that of different creations.
Verse
Corinthians chapter 14 verses
10.
There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without meaning. Yes. We search in the wisdom in the word. That voice is of what? And what meaning in it?
We go here,
something is not being
said there. That
Satan speaking things which are confused. All these divisions are to help us. We told you
that
God's worldwide promised call. This is God's final work on this planet Earth. Revival. Restoration of all things, the greatest and the last.
Passing
through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation.
Speak
of gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we reveal our secrets of kingdom of heaven. Even these we are on are some of the secrets.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Even though voices will be many, wisdom in the word will tell us
the
Holy Scriptures, whose voice is that? On whose behalf? For you will go speak the earthly wisdom of Satan, and we shall understand on whose behalf and whose side you are. And you don't come waste our time. For priests who serve here in this division, they must have gifts of tongues and to interpret tongues. We shall see that. Praise Jesus.
We go
back where gifts are given in the first department of God's heavenly government on earth. And we see priests working in this division. The first division of the spirit of wisdom.
Department.
It's the eighth department. God is heavenly government on the earth.
Department.
Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness on the earth. We say we sing the first division of the spirit of wisdom. And our second point, they have told us. Division is responsible for revealing the voice of God the Father. God the Word. Who we know as the Son Jesus Christ. God the Spirit, whom we know as the Holy Spirit, even voice of all creations in the heavens and earth. Because this one, Revelation chapter 5, verse 11 to
14,
he heard from all the angels, voice of all creations. Let's read, we hear. Revelation chapter 5 from verses 11.
Nendaba nempulira eddoboozi lya bamalayika abangi abeetoolodde entebe n'ebiramu n'abakadde n'omuwendo gwabwe gwali obukumi emirundi obukumi mwenkumi emirundi enkumi.
And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. Verse 12.
Ngabogira neddoboozi ddene nti asaanidde omwana gw'endiga eyattibwa okuweebwa obuyinza n'obugagga n'amagezi n'amaanyi n'ettendo n'ekitiibwa n'omukisa.
Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Yes. If you read Revelation 5, when you come from verse 11 to 12, there is no angel, neither one of the 24 elders, neither of the four living creatures, who can, they are not glorified in his voice and is not glorified God. He's not glorified his word, Jesus.
He's
not spoken that is worthy of wisdom, that in his words. And when he comes speak more than that, for example, angel Gabriel, who is not Gabriel, he came, began to speak things not proper in his book.
tukulabirawo
we sakati traits
katika guno mulembo mpya katonda gwagulu
kusasa. Now this new generation God is a reason
yagulu kutegeza kuate mulala nyo.
Tell you it's so different.
Tuli mu mulimu gwa katonda okusema okusemazinga wense.
We are in God's final work on this planet.
NHT wachi yasubi tatalichi wa mulala.
Even his glory promised will never give to another.
Komekera inakwedi NHT wachi
at the end he has to restore to himself his glory.
Ukwetula munsizo
all over the world. Now all creations, those on the side of God that are easy to be understood,
right
in the first division of spirit of wisdom of God on the earth, the wisdom in the word of God, the holy scriptures. Let's finish in Revelations we hear. Revelations chapter 5 verse 14.
Na buli kitonde ekiri mu ggulu ne ku nsi ne wansi wensi ne kunyanja nebirimbo byonna nembiwulira byonna nga byogera nti eriyo yatudde ku ntebe neriyo mwana gwendiga omukisa gobenga netendo nekitibwa namanyi emirembe nemirembe.
And every creature which is in the heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Yes. Now the creation which never spoke in those creations, it was not on the side of God, including fallen angels, even Satan himself. For the one who just when the brother was born on this hour, the Son of God Christ Jesus, all creations we are told to worship him. Now you who never worship Jesus, among creations having the wisdom of God, you're not included.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much. But I want to speak of the third point. Responsible of the spirit of wisdom on the earth. To revealing the foundations of all creations in the heavens and the earth. To revealing the foundations, the beginning of all creations in the heavens and the earth. For in wisdom he laid the foundations of the earth. There is no thing here existing that not written in wisdom of the word of God. You will speak under the earth.
We
bring scriptures explain you what is there and everything under there and the way it lives there.
Division yenu ijuvunanyizibwanga.
All this division will be responsible of them.
Katusome mungere sura ya kusatu.
Let's read in Proverbs chapter 3.
19.
Verse 19.
Ngere sura iyo kusatu nolunyiriri ole 19.
Proverbs chapter 3 verses 19.
Mukama yasawe misinji jensi na magezi. Yanyweze guru no kutegera.
The Lord by wisdom has founded the earth. By understanding has established the heavens. Yes. In the spirit of wisdom, that in the word of God, the holy scriptures, where there is explanation of foundation of all creations in heaven and earth. When we go search only foundations of the earth, scriptures alone can tell us the four corners of the earth, that there are four pillars, the four angels. The rest, there is nothing you will tell us on how the earth is in place. Even that you speak of, for example, food.
And
the way it cometh on this world from the sun. All they are one in the foundations of God. Now they are those wise who have to minister in this division, the priests, to be able to reveal foundations of all creations in the heavens and the earth. And they use all wisdom that in the word of God.
pure wisdom.
The Holy Scripture has to give people the pure wisdom. That concern foundation of all creations in the heavens and earth. For I'm briefly passing through. Now I've gone to the fourth. Responsible of by the spirit of wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes. They are responsible to reveal the foundation of God the Father. Yes. Somebody say what? Praise Jesus much. They are responsible to revealing the foundation of wisdom.
And that
God the Father, the only wise God,
and
is what the Lord Jesus, the wisdom of God,
which
gave me the scroll of the Holy Scriptures written about him.
That
the only wise God is the Father, and his word Jesus came in the scroll of the book of the Scriptures written about him. According to those, it shows us in Jude 1 verse 25,
ebaluwa ya Yuda esule soka nolo nyiri olabili mwetano.
Jude chapter 1 verse 25.
Ti katondo omugezi yeka omulokozi wafe kuwa Yesu Kristo mukama wafe awewenge chitibwa obukulu amanyi nobu yinza edda nedda ngemirembe nemirembe tejina wao kakano era nemirembe ejitali gwao. Amina.
To the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Yes.
He
is the only wise God. Only released the only pure wisdom
that's
in the word of God, the Holy Scriptures. And his words, known as the Son of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he too is known as the wisdom of God. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24.
1
Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24.
Naye eri abo abayite abayudaaya era n'abayonaani Kristo manyi ga Katonda era magezi ga Katonda.
But unto them who are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Yes.
Yesu.
Jesus.
Magezi ga Katonda.
Is the wisdom of God.
Gajja nogonna muzingo gwe kitabo gwa muwandike
bwako. All came in the scroll of the book written about him.
Bible.
The Bible.
Ukusinya kwe ebi biri mu Yokane suli okutana.
According to those in the John chapter 5.
Verse
49.
Ngagamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Yokane suli okutano nolo nyiriri olasa tumu muenda.
John chapter 5 verse 49.
Munonya mu byawandikibwa. Kubanga mwe mulowooza timubye mulina obulamu obutagwaawo. Nevyo byebitegeeza ebyange.
Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Yes.
Yonna ebyawandiikibwa.
All the scriptures. They are of God the Father, the only wise God. And his word Jesus we know as the Son. And there are those written of them, the Holy Scriptures. In them is eternal life.
Now,
when we speak of the wise God, we speak of the Father and his words, who is known as the Son of our Lord Jesus Christ. All those that demonstrate them pass through the God, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, in these seven divisions. And the first division of spirit of wisdom is responsible of that. All you who come out to say that you're God, don't you responsible of wisdom in the word, the Holy Scriptures? You are not God. You are a foolish God who will never be there. For gods who never created heavens and earth, they will never be there. They have to get destroyed in hell and the lake of fire. According to what we say in Jeremiah, he says like this. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 11.
Boyemuti wembamba gamba, ntiba katonda batakola gulu nansi, abobali bula munsi nokuva wansi weguru.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth. And from under these heavens. Yes. Gods who never created heavens and earth. Where they are foolish. Because they are foolish. They don't even have any pure wisdom. Gods of all the Indians, they are foolish.
Where
they never created heavens and earth. The gods of the nations. The gods of the beliefs.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
The God
of religion who cannot demonstrate the wisdom in the world, the Holy Scriptures,
prepare
the people eternal life. All those are the foolish gods. They never created heaven and earth, and they will never live there. They have nothing to do to me. Nothing. What can they do? A child of God, and is wiser than you. Now all those have to worship me. I speak those who call themselves gods. I understand more than them.
Yet
I'm just an apostle of the living God. Don't you see that? I've not said that people worship, but those who make themselves, they say they are gods. But yet, they do not have wisdom enough, the pure wisdom. Those are one worthy to bow down. That's what God told Prophet Moses. I've made you God unto Pharaoh. Pharaoh, we know, is the olden serpent. Satan, the devil. Both I am a god to them. For I understand more than them. For being taught by the only wise God. Don't you see that? Aren't you more understanding than Satan? Satan even failed to write a book at least with some little wisdom in it. And if you go in the shrines, there is no book there. When he created religions, he put books there. They are not clear. Even beliefs with books without wisdom in them. How can the sun come from the mud falling in the mud? When even a scientist of the NASA knows the sun does not fall in the mud, but there cometh a certain God, and he made a book there, and he wrote the sun cometh from the mud to fall in the mud. All those, let's leave it to them. But we told them they will never live there in the heavens and the earth. They have to be destroyed.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. All those in division of spirit of wisdom of God in the earth, they are kept even watched over by the first group of the holy angels in the seventh department, the group of the angels, Michael of warfare. The group of angels, Michael of warfare. The one responsible to watch over. All those walk by wisdom in the word of God.
And
see that the wisdom in the word of God is kept to exist.
The holy scriptures,
and they are protected to exist.
It's Angel Michael.
Group of Captain Archangel Michael. Those with the first bowl with the wrath of God.
When
they commanded by commander with the first trumpet,
among
the seven trumpets of God,
they are
responsible to keep all that done in the first division of the Spirit of Wisdom,
to keep the
wisdom in the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures.
As we
read Revelation 15 verse 1, let's read, we hear. Revelations chapter 15
verses 1.
And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having seven last plagues. For in them is complete the wrath of God. Yes. Seven commanders. Those holding the seven plagues of God. Now the first commander with the first trumpet.
He
commands the group of the angel Michael. Who holds the bowl and the plagues of God. According to Revelation chapter 8, verses
1.
Revelation chapter
8,
verses
1.
And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. Verse
2.
And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
According
to Revelation 8, verse 1 to 2.
Seven
commanders having seven trumpets of God. Now there cometh one who commandeth the first group of the angels.
Because
we read Revelation 15. Seven groups, angels holding the bowls and the plagues of God. Where is the group of angel Michael? Those responsible in that done in the spirit of wisdom. In keeping those who give the wisdom in the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, to fight for them and provide for them. Praise Jesus much. That's why in Daniel chapter 10, verse 20 to 21, he speaks like this. Daniel chapter 10, verses 20. Daniel 10, verse 20.
Nalyoka yogera nti omanchi envudde njija joli. Nekakano naddayo okulana n'omulangira w'e Buperusi. Era bwe ndivaayo, laba omulangira w'e Buyonani alijja.
Then said he, know you why I have come unto you? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. Verse 21.
So si wali alikuluyi lwange okulwanyisa abo, wabula Mikayiri omulangira wammwe.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scriptures of truth, and there is none that upholds me in these things. But Michael, your prince. Praise Jesus much. According to Daniel 10, verse 20, 21, angel Michael, when he hears scriptures, you know, angel Gabriel was coming to tell prophet Daniel the scriptures. Angel Gabriel met the war. He was arrested 21 days. And he was coming to proclaim scriptures. Angel Michael intervened in the war. How dare you touch people having the holy scriptures, the only pure wisdom of God?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much.
So Daniel 12.
Even Daniel 12, verses 1 and 2, he says like this.
Daniel yesule yekomine biri nolu nyiri olisoka.
Daniel chapter 12 in the verse 1.
Eremu birebyo Mikayiri ali imirira. Omulangira omukuru ayimirira abana babantu bo. Era wali bekisera ekyokuna kuwaliramu. Ekitabangawo kasoka wabawo gwanga okutusa kubirebyo. Era mu birebyo abantu bo bali wonyezebwa. Buli alirabika nga yawandikibwa mu kitabo.
And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which stands for the children of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was, since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book of life. Yes. Everyone found for wisdom preserves the one who owns it. Everyone found in the book of life. It will be having wisdom in the world. And angel Michael, they are to stand in this last day. And it's good the same they have understood where to stand. We too have understood.
Division yesoka,
in the first division of the spirit of wisdom of God,
department yomunana,
the eighth department of the Holy Spirit in His fullness,
department ya government ya Katonda yomuguru
kusi, department of God is heavenly government on the earth. But all these,
omoyo wa magezi,
the spirit of wisdom,
n'ekibinja kya malaika Michael,
and the group of angels Michael,
bali presentingibwa omu kuba kabona omusanvu,
they are represented by one of the seven
priests.
Here on this earth is given the trumpets,
the
physical trumpets.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Yes.
But
only all these departments have priests responsible of them.
Department.
This
department.
Those who come from the sixth department.
So Babira Kabona office ya Kabona Bavunanjiwa Kebi no kutake wawa.
The office of the priests responsible of it has to be put here on the earth. And it's responsible of the group of the angels Michael and the spirit of wisdom with the works done within him. According to those we read in the Joshua chapter 6, verses 4 unto 8, says like this. Joshua chapter 6 from verse 4.
Nebakabona omusanvu bali situle ngombo omusanvu ezamayemba agendi gensajja. Ngabazi kulembeza esanduko ne kuluna ku lwo musanvu muri kyetoloola ekibuga emirundi musanvu ne bakabona bali fuwe ngombe.
And seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horns, and the seventh day you shall march around the city seven times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. Yes,
bakabona musanvu,
seven priests. One is chosen to lead the division of spirit of wisdom. And he works together with the angels Michael
to
prove that they keep the standard of that work. May God bless you. We shall come see other six divisions.
Division
of Musambu is on the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits and the seven eyes of God sent in the all earth. And then we see their responsibilities,
even
the way they move their work. May God bless you. Thank you for listening, putting in action, even to spread it to the many all over the world. In the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.